Shir Ayin Aleph Anita Yerodea Yudchas Cheshvan Hei Toshim Mem Gimel, November 4, 1982, on Thursday.
Tzadik Daf Samar Dalet The 10th line from the top. Shtei Noshim Shemisas Kuditzitarech Shein Bidak Shein Bidak Elo Kisela Vidim Tzol Volachas Kisela Shtein Tmeis. Now, in regard to Ksomi, so the Gemara says that in view of the fact that Ksomi is only the Rabbono, so we are dealing with Hoke. So when can we be dealing with Hoke? In other words, if it's a child in respect to one woman, whether she's male or not male, we are telling her. But if a child is in respect to two women, and one of them is male, the child is which one? So you cannot toss a coin and say, well, on the basis, the way the coin falls, so we determine which woman is male, because my horses. So male, we have to apply. We have to say that both are women. So that's an example. Shtei noshim shenisasku b'tzidorechot, shein b'dama l'kisela, v'nim tzavlachas kisela. So one of them we can be tailored, but we cannot say that both of them are tailored, because as far as this as the source of the saskis b'tzidor is concerned, so that can only explain one selah kesef, not the other selah kesef. So, what about the other selah kesef? So that we have to be mayo. And since we cannot say this one mayo, that one mayo, so go that way. Change me. This asko b'gris, v'nitzo bo k'gris v'eit, oy beis gris, is mayo. Suppose she was engaged in dam in the size of the gris, of the bee. And then she found on her garments a dam in the size of a green plus. So, or the base can see. But suppose she was in Saskia with grease, and then she found blood in the size of two greases, is male. Ava pishe in this way. The grease, the ace, she is Saskia. When you show your baby grease, the ace, you shear kesset. Now this is Nabayim Gimore, it's Nabayim Rishite, and there is a Machlekes Rishenim, how we pass, whether we could or Lechumre, between the Rambam and Rosh. Now, of course, I mean, you have to go over the whole Perek or Ekes, but there, the Gimore has a Nabayim, Tachmun Tesson Dau, the Gimore has a Nabayim, Boye Rabiyon, Nun Tesson Dau, the 12th line on the top. Boy Rabbi, discuss code with Chris. We need to know with Chris. We ate. She was engaged in blood, the size of the Chris, not in Mashu more than this. But then she found on her garment a Mashu more than this. So he couldn't explain all the blood that she found on the garment to her in Saskis. So is she clear or not? Tiboya Rav Chanina Levi. Tosh, alright. Nisasko Gordi, in Telebosho. Bimuad in Telebino, Hechadon. Latka, I got my word. Ke Nisasko Bechadris. So the price says, Nisasko Bimuad in Telebino, Hechadon, Latka, I got. In other words, that this is what it has reference to a case where she was in Sasekes, in blood, in the size of a grease, but and then she found that her garment is grease plus. So it says, no, it cannot be tailored. In other words, if we would be tailored, what would we say? In other words, you see, a kino, a crushed kino, cannot feel a grease made blood. but a cross chemo can heal Idris' blood, not Idris' plus blood. Since she was misasekes in blood, in the size of Idris, so that way we say, and we found on her garment the blood in the size of Idris' way, so to the extent of Idris, it is due to the misasekes. And that much more is due to a crushed kina. But that's one alternative. The other alternative is, in other words, the two things came together. After all, in other words, that the blood from the crushed kina joined the blood of the Isaskis. That's unusual. It's not very likely. So maybe we cannot be tailored. That's the shadow. So the Gemara says, that we cannot be tailored. That when the price says that Nisasko Mimuet, so is in Tilabim Rube, so it is reference to the case where she was Nisasekes, she was handling blood in the signs of the Greece exactly, and then she found on her garment a stain that is Two Greasy plus. So then it's not Chayach to be tailored. Masha'inke, if she was Misasekes in Pochet in Greece, and then she found, or she was Misasekes in Greece, and she found a Greasy plus, so then maybe we are there. We are assuming that the blood yielded by the Kosh Kino joined the blood that was supplied by the Isaskes. But in the case where she was Misasekes in blood in the size of a grease, and then she found that a garment took grease in the aid, so we cannot say that the blood yielded by the crushed kino joined the blood of the Isaskes, because then it should only have at most two greasy, and we have two greasy plus. Alright, so also, so why does the price even have to tell us? There's no portion that there is nothing to be telling. Mao Tenesh came greasy, Tipe, Shodimitze, Zilohela Keshiure, Zilohela Keshiure. So, Komashima, because the Lohel is that even the Grisly age is not real unless the Grisly age is in one place. But if they are in separate places, it's not the true. So melee, we can say maybe we have here one state that is okay, so we have one stay that is two degrees away, maybe, and she was Misasekes, she was handling, she was working on that secret that is the size of the degrees. So we could say, if we want to be tailored, everything is possible. It's because here it's not a question of probability. We can be tailored since it's a Rabbanon, so we could say that the Chachamim declared that even if there is a near possibility, even though it's not probable, so as long as it's possible, so we are tailoring it since it's a Rabbanon. So maybe we can say that something like this happened. This was the blood that she handled, the Damtzika that she handled, and that is the size of a Greece. That is the size of a Greece. So maybe she had Damtzika. She had dam that was yielded by Kosh Kino. And that dam, so placed itself next to that dam ticket. And then another drop, another drops of another series of drops of Damkino, so put itself next to the Damtzipe. So Mele, this is the Damtzipe, and here this Dam and that Dam. So each portion of Dam by itself, so it does not have to be seen. So Mele there are Pitzure, and in the middle it's Damtzipe. So we don't say this one, but so in other words, so it appears that it appears from this Gemara that in the case of Isasko, Hoyo Misasekes, the Gris, and then she found two Gris in the aid, so then there is nothing to tell it. We cannot retail it in such an unusual situation of that we don't do. But the Abaye, by the Abiyomye, is the case of Nisasko B'Gris, Nitzolo B'Gris. How do we pass in the case of Nisasko B'Gris, Nitzolo B'Gris? So the Rambam passes over there, even though it's a Abaye Mishite, and the Rosh passes over there. Why did the Rosh pass before me? That's strange. At all, it's in the Gemara Rabbanon. So you should say, Sveiket Rabbanon. Sveiket Rabbanon. Likure. But it's a machleket between the Rambam and the Rosh. So it could be that the reason is why the Rambam passes the home day, because the Gemara tried to be patient, that even Nisasko B'Gris, the Nims of Gris Rei, so she cannot be taken either. From the price that says Nisasko B'Gris, the Nims of the Ruhr. So the Gemara was matched. The Gemara matched, maybe the price is what was in the case of Nisasko B'Gris, the Nims of the Shnei Gris Rei. But that's only a vehicle. But the Pashtes, how long she is, that it has reference to any case of Nisasko B'Gris, the Nims of the Ruhr. Even the case of Nisasko B'Gris, the Nimtzolo Gris Rei. So remember, that's why Rambam. But that's why the Rosh passes that way. And the Rambam passes the Kur. It's that way around. The Rosh passes the Chumre, and the Rambam passes the Chumre. So this is the Pshat in the Rosh. Alright. Now, let's see the Torah. Here there is a very strange Rosh in the Torah. Oh. Nisasko B'Gris. The Nimtzo B'Gris Rei. Or you base Grisi Meir. L'chumre. Because the two paskins like his father Shite, like the Rosh. Ata Pish in Isle. Kidris Veisek Shen Isasko. Will you show you the Kidris Vei Chushia Keser? So we're not here that way. Because this is also an unusual situation. Because in other words, we'll have to say that the blood of the Isaskos joined the blood of the Koshkim. So remember that we don't. The Chayim in Nisasko Bipoches Mikris. The Nimtzo Leo Gris Yei is done. But in other words, because we pass the Chumle in that Bayo from here. Like the Rosh. The Nimtzo Leo Nisasko Bipoches Mikris. The Nimtzo Leo Beis Gris Yei. Because then it's a price of the Foreshes. The Nisasko Bipoches Mikris. The Nimtzo Leo. So anything. והחשבו תהיה במיססקו בקסומים בפוחץ לחגריס ונמצא עולהו כגריס ואין והחשבו תהיה במיססקו בקסומים בפוחץ לחגריס ונמצא עולהו בגריס ואין. In other words, that is if we pass him recur. In other words, מיססקו בקסומים בפוחץ לחגריס ונמצא עולהו כגריס ואין. והרמב״ם תהיה ונמצא בפוחס מגריס ונמצא עולהו בייס גריס ונמצא עולהו בייס גריס. So he mentions in the name of the רמב״ם ונמצא בפוחס מגריס ונמצא עולהו בייס גריס. So the question is, now, Nisasko B'Pochis Nigris, V'Nimtzo Olero B'Beitz Grisi. So, first of all, where is there such a Rambam? There is no such Rambam. That's number one. Secondly, Nisasko B'Pochis Nigris, V'Nimtzo Olero base blessing is analogous to the Sasko Bikris, we need to allow base blessing A. So in other words, so how can we entail it? Unless we resolve to this assumption that an unusual thing happened, that the Dam Tzike, that the Dam Tzike would drop in the middle between two pieces of blood. So, but that we don't do, because that's a price of righteous, that we ask for the grace. We need so a base grace in the aim. So we are not there. And Misasko Bipokas Mikris. We need to a base cleansing is the same thing as Misasko Bikris, we need to a base cleansing. So that's it. The price of information. But in the words, our cause of Kisvor Rishay. In other words, that we pass through. So the Bach says, the Bach and the Shah, the Bach says, So he says that there is this Goyen Seder. And then he says that in certain manuscripts it was found that way. In other words, first of all, not a Rambam Tiyeh, but a Rambam Tiyeh. And not Nisas to Bipoches Mikris. Bipoches Mikris. We need to allow basically, but Nisasko Bipoches, Nisasko Bikris, we need to allow basically. Shachin Kosak Lehete, if you like this, Mihil Chazis Rabia. So in other words, so he corrects, he says it's Lo Yisera. We have to be here as, we are Ramba, Tie, we Nisas for the Greece, we need to all obey his Greece. So that's the Abaya of Rabia, we cool it. Then it's good. I mean, that seems to be, so the Bach says that, the Shach says that. However, the Mechabea, the Mechaber, so he mentions this thing that we go Likule in the case of Nisasko Mipochas Mikris, we need to all obey his. So that's the proportion that we are not able. That's the price. Nisasko Mimuet, we need to all obey Rube. So the Gemara applied it to that case. Alright, so that's difficult. The Mechaber. But the Bach and the Shach, the Bach and the Shach and the Bro, they are all givers in the tool. In other words, not a Rambam, but a Rambam. Tia of the Nisasko the Jews, we need to all obey. Or a Badini of the Oroza, of course, of his Lord Hashem. In other words, the Chumah. That in Nisasko, the Jews, we need to all obey. So it's also a play. Alright. Moto Aleo, now another. Moto Aleo, the base blessing. Vikino Muhobo Teo. Suppose she found on a garment blood in the size of two grisim, but there is a kino, a crush kino. And in that spot, Teo. Since we found on that spot a crush kino, so that proves it. She agrees vada in kino Muhobo. Ubi grisa days on the Teo in it, so. Bikina Cheres, Kim Shein Bikini Zvei, Veheiche Shehor Bo Pishkot, Shon Teun Bei, Ad Kitumes, Choza Shiro Kitumes, Lishir Agris, Lichol Adinim Shoma. So now it's now, the Gemara mentioned it. Now, this is in the case where Pishkesh is not the Kino, Pishkesh is the bedroom. So in other words, ordinarily, so in other words, it seems that this man Chazal, this man Atanoid, so Kinoids were more common than bedbugs. So mainly, now a bedbug, so is larger than a Kino. So it's larger than a Kino. So what seems bedbugs were not so common, and Kinoids were coming, so the Chachomim were misakim that if the spot of blood is less than the size of the Kino, less than Gris V'eim, so then she's there. But if it is Gris V'eim, So then she's not the Yod, even though Kriyei is less than the science of the Bedbol, of the Pishus. But in case where the woman does have bed bugs, so in such a case, the Chachomim will be saying that even in the spot of, in case where she did find, let's say, at the time of, or the same time that she found this keser, so, and she also found a dead bed bug, so in such a case, she can be tailored a hockey as long as the spot of blood is less than the size of the tumis. Tumis is also a certain kind of a kidneys, but that's larger than the grease. Alright. When the baby has your home for peach things, shall be tailored at the tumis, once I shear the tumis, we shear our grease, we call our dinner shaman. וישנרי שאחשו ביטלין כסן בשום דומו שאינו ביטלין אלו בדיברי ואינו נוקקין במר דומו. So now he says there is a שיטה or will I hear, in other words, there is a שיטה that now בזמן הזה we cannot be tailed, we cannot be tailed open, and it's mashma according to these, not only that we cannot be tailored in the case where it's manashidin of Priya, where it's manashidin of Priya, let's say, holcho bishim shotakochim, so we attribute it to the sprinkling of dam by the takochim, but even to the case where she found the kesen that is less than the kibisvei, let's say less than the size of the dam. So today we cannot be mad. Why? Because we are not keen. We are not keen in the matter of dam. So we don't apply the aloha of Priya only. But this is a shita truyo. So he says, well, in here, ugdele bizukas varamba. She netzlichal hake vakesem nidolo she telebe. El etele min astam, ache tegla she zeshoche vizor. Kosher Rashba. Yeish li sheheo. Now one thing that I want to mention again, in order, you know, sometimes certain people will think that they are very enlightened because they are educated, so they might has to show it, you know, make jokes about these things. So you have to know, I mean, that these alohas that we'll see, I mean, I mentioned that already. But, and that we'll mention again, you see, there is a difference between the Kriya, let's say, of Hocha B'Shuk Shotapochim or Nisasko B'Dam Tzikriya, there it's Aloha of Kriya in the SMD. And we have to analyze the situation, whether under the actual circumstances it could be attributed or it could not be attributed. For example, the Gemara says that in a town where there are many Chazerim, so there is no Issa of Tzav. So Tetzvah and Nobu Shem say, it doesn't apply to Zmanazeh. Zmanazeh doesn't mean only Zmanazeh today. I mean in the time of the Rishayim it doesn't apply. Why? Because the situation is different. So, there are certain halachas that are based now upon the Din of Priya. And then the other halachas, which while in the, it originated, as far as the time of the Takonah is concerned, it originated in the concept of Priya, but as far as we are concerned, it has nothing to do with Priya. For example, now, let's say, I'm going through. There is no Ksav. Why? So Rashi says, because going through, so the dam is not weak. So that's the time. So in other words, so because it might be not dam, it might be something else. But because of that, because of the fact that I'm going to win, many times you might think it's down and it's not down. So maybe the Chachamim excluded a kesem I'm going to win from the Issa of Ksoi. And the same aloha, let's say, if it's less than the size of the dam, if it's less than the size of the Kris name, the Kris plus, so then there is no Issa of Ksoi. Why? Because it can be attributed to the question. But today, kids, fortunately, kids are not mitzvahs. Are not mitzvahs. So the melech. So we don't say today, so no matter how small the size of the kesem is, even in Mashu, she should be associated to count directly. No, because here, so all the poskim say that here, the gamik son, that is less than Grisly 8, so the Chachomim excluded Ksomim less than the size of Grisly, or Ksomim and something that is not become Tume, or Ksomim and God in Tzuim, they excluded it from the Takonia of Ksomim. So even though the situation changed, so still there is no Issa of Ksomim. So it could be true that had the sanitary conditions been as high, as good, in the time of the Tanoim as they are now, so then the Chachomim wouldn't have been misake that if the kesem is less than this name. But the fact is that in the time of the Chachomim, so Kinei is more mitzvahs, since the all mitzvahs of the middle of the Chachomim were misake that way, and the Aloha is the same. But there are certain situations where if the situation changed, if the circumstances changed, so then the mitzvahs we cannot be tailored. So then the Ilach and Ames, so it's different, we'll discuss it. Kotzo Barajma, Yeish ki sheher, shei nisho chisheshes mishim kesem, ache tida bibeo, shehuda, vichitzat, yeish ki sheher, that's the Shibes Rama, when the Rajbo says, shei nisho chisheshes mishim kesem, ache tida bibeo shehuda. In other words, the Shibes Rama means we don't pass on it, but it's a big cooler. The Shibes Rama means that inasmuch as the whole Issa of Ksomim is only the Rabbanon, so the Tumas Ksomim only applies to a case where it is established that the stain is done. But if it hasn't been established that the stain is done, it might be something else, some other fluid. It might be dye, not blood, it might be a red dye. So as long as it hasn't been established that it's down, there is no Yisrael Ksom. There's the Chitzak Yisrael. Tavir Olof Shiva Samon. Imova Rav is down. In other words, you use certain chemicals, certain Samon. So if it's down, so these chemicals will certainly remove this stain. Vimona, but suppose you use 7 different types of chemicals and raw materials, and they are incapable of removing the stain, so it's a rayitzidari, it's not blood. Vein chisheshes, or vein chisheshes. So in other words, according to the Rambam, there is a big cooler. In other words, that when the Shehev comes out of the king, only if she tested this stain, and she saw that the stain was removed as a result of applying one of the Shivas, the Shivas Amonim. But if she didn't test it, and it's isopic, whether it's blood or not blood, so then she doesn't have to count. So the Rajbo is chilecha. So it says, v'yirol mislechaze. V'yirol mislechaze. In other words, that ksomim amitame, even if it hadn't been tested. So it's still mitame. Elo chisheshes lo inastam. Inastam, if it didn't make any testing, so she's chisheshes. Aber in Hebel of Shim Samoni, the Loyota, but that Rajbo is made. Suppose that he did apply the Shim Samoni and the stain was not removed, so then it's a raya that it's not done, that it's a dai. A dai is not removed by the Shim Samoni. But a daily, Shem Chodam, Shem Eval, the Shim Samoni. We who shall do not see. Atta. והרמב״ם כוסר שהניס מיכלים פיקר סמונים ואימא של צבע להתיר לביירו. Even though it's mentioned in the Gemara, the Shiva Samonim, so the Rambam Shivis, that the test of the Shiva Samonim is not 100%. Shalo Yuzkru Pika Samonim, Elo Itaris. Abu Lubayro, Abu Shalo Abraham, the Shiva Samonim, Chayshinon, Shemot Damu, V'yasur Rebailo. In other words, when the Rabban Shikis, when Gimor mentions a test of Shirasamuni, soap is one of the Shirasamuni. So when Gemara mentions the test of Shirasamuni, in other words, if you take, let's say, soap and you apply it on the stain, so if the stain is removed, so it's a raya, it's done. But if it's not removed, it's a raya, it's a certain kind of a done. So the Ramban says that Gemara mentions that test only in connection with tum and tar. So in other words, let's say now, so we are not really in tar with tum because it's impossible to do. We are only in Nisim anyway. But let's say Zman Abayis and the Chum Abayis, so in Zman of Tanoim and the Rosh Hashanah says even the Zman of Amoraim, so they had it for Torah. They had it for Torah. So Mele, they were able to watch out from Tumer. So Mele, that test was enough regarding Tumer. In other words, if a woman had, let's say, a keset on her garments, and then she tried the Shiva Samana, and the Shiva Samana removed that stain, so then she doesn't have the chesed she got it through the tar. Let's say, if something touched that baguette, so it doesn't become done, because it's a fair test. Even though it's not 100%, we got it through the tar. Mashaikin, we got it, the woman, we buy her, so there we need a 100% test. And the Shiva Samoni is not 100% conclusive. It's not 100% conclusive. Alright, but we don't pass that anymore. So, our Baal Shom is one Hashim Shabadam and Hashim Balak. Ho Yisho Shom is a second to Mach. We need to down in Mokim Shom. Tarzan is Sassim in Mishosso. In his Dam in Shitab and Mokim Shom is Bada, may you have to love Theo. But what's the day that God the blow? Umoko Motso of Dam Komshu. Oy Shin Yichose Mikupso. ולמוך אומות של אובדם, אך במקום שהוא תמאו, בית משאי מוגו, אוי מושו, ואפילו מאחיר לסליצו צבוי. So, what is our word that is mentioned here? In other words, if a woman, so was made herself in a double, in other words, a piece of cloth that was free. There are two kinds of maiden. There is an aging bottle. Aging bottle, okay, she takes it. She goes into the kitchen and she finds a cloth on the counter and she doesn't inspect it. That's an ancient body. She knew the public. That's an ancient body. But if, let's say, what is a Lila Bodo? Lila Bodo means that she took a piece of cloth, a clean piece of cloth, took out from the laundry, from the closet, a clean piece of cloth, and she looked at it to see what the number of stains. And she made and then she made sure that there are no stains, and then she used it for bidding. That's an idabot. So he says, but what's not in Gabonoko? Ulimo homo tolo dam koche u. Oi shemi jose. Oi shemi jose. Bikupsa. Ulimo homo tolo dam. Afu koche u. Meo. Benogu Moshu, Bakiru, Machiris, Tutsabot. Vitor say, why? Because now, when a kino is crushed, so then the dam yielded by the crushed kino will assume a circular shape. So, in other words, the fact that the dam is circular, that the stain is circular, not Moshu, not elongated, so it tends to indicate that the cause of it was a kino. Because and now if the dam came from inside, from Mokeya, so then in no probability it should be Moshe. It shouldn't have a circular shape. It should be Moshe. So he says, but if she used an ibono, so then and she didn't leave it in a place where some blood could drop out. But she kept that in the same place in the Hasidic Upsa, and there she looked at it, she found down. So then she's mayor, because then the assumption is, that dam, that stain of dam came from inside. Because after all, she was a main bottle. So before she used it for decay, there was no dam. And then, and from the time she took it out, until the next morning, she kept it in a very clean drawer. So the dam could not have fallen on it after she used it for decay. So why is it blood? Why is the blood? Obviously, it came from inside. So, bein uogu moshe, not only if it's moshe, even if it is ogu, and ogu usually is indicative of a koshkina. But in this case, we have to exclude the possibility of a koshkina. Furthermore, v'afiu machiles mitzutzabot. And even if there is a koshkino on the cloth, she is still considered as male. Now that's the moment we learned that before, in the summer. That's the Gemara. Zakidav, Itma, Botko Beit Abodiko, Vitochse Bilereich, Ulimocha Motzol Adav, Omar Rav Meo Nido, Omar Lerafsir Bachi, Bochisheshe Samboko, Itma Name, Omar Shmuel Meo Nido, Vichel Meir Mimedrosh, Meo Nido. So the Gemara says, Meo Nido. So, the two says, ואם תוכסו בירחו לאחר שפותקו בוי אוי שמיוחוס איתך הקל והכסס דהש לי איתו מיסר בדמקים שנשמאיה בירחו או איתך הסקל וכסס היו כך אם הוא אוהבו תהירו שבדאי אין מדם הכנוח שאם הוא יסו מדם הכנוח הוא יומוש ובלבד שאוי בקריס ואי אבל יש בקריס ואי אוי שאין בקריס ואי והוא מושא אותו where the Gemara doesn't mention the distinction in connection. Here the Gemara mentions a machlekes between Rav and Rav Sinevachie, whether it's Neonido or not. So, or only Cheshes. So we pass like Rav but Neonido. So, here the Gemara discusses the case of Botko Beit Abodiko, Vitochse Birecho, Ulmocho Motzo Leodam, Omer Rav Neonido. The Gemara doesn't distinguish between Moshe and Rogel. The Gemara doesn't distinguish. Where did the two get this distinction between Moshe and Rogel? So you see that the Rosh says, Kosa Beida Padino of the Rosa, Kosa Beida Boduko, Vitochas, Vitochse Birecho, Shemitamu Mishenido, Ufize, Inchimu Binogu Bin Moshe, Beholding and Mayo, Behold Shu. So that's the Pashtes Alosh of the Gemara. How is it that the two, the first shita in the two, makes a distinction between Moshe and Nogu? So that is a Gemara that means Zara. The Mishnah that will chess on the base, in great Tomei Kesef. Eichu nosu tachasaka, vinimzo olo, dam obo toi, moshu tomi. Divere reblesa barakchot. Divere reblesa barakchot. So the Gemara to the Mishnah here distinguishes between Eichu nosu tachasaka, Vinitzo of Damogu is Toye, Moshe Tome. Now this Mishnah discusses the case of an eichu nosita chazaka, in other words, it's a great boduk, and then she put it beneath the pillow, behind the pillow. So then the Mishnah says, if it's damogu, so that indicates that it resulted from a kino. So it's doyo. But if it's moshuch, it's not a derech of a crush kino to yield dam moshuch, so it's a raye, that it came from inside, so it's done. But the Mishnah doesn't mention the case of Tochse Birecho. Here, the first portion of the two, so it equates the case of Tochse Birecho Lachashabotkobo, Oishin Yochositachasakar Vakeses. And in both, there is a distinction between Ogu and Moshe. And then the Rosh says, no, So in other words, so since the Gemara says that Rebbe is like a mayor, but Rebbe Yossi is, and the Gemara equates it with the machloket between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi in regard to the case of Elisha Shoshet Zohar or the Gemara Sodam. And Rebbe Yossi says, Mikach Mikach Deiro. So that means that the reason is why Rebbe says mayor, but in the ancient body, because he passes like a mayor, but if we pass it like a Yossi, so then it has to be Teiro. So that's why the Rashba says Teiro. So, because of Rashba Teiro, after the Bidris Vey, Ru Moshe. The Yesh Vishayim Elah, Bidris Vey, Vichim Kosar, Adin Yobi Rosa, Shedinei Kisho Kesem, Litameis Vichidris. Wait. Thank you. that you doubt it. That there is a machlokes between Rebbe, between Rebbe and Reb Chiya, as to whether both Kobeich and both Kobeich and the Chosid the Kupse, or Mocha Motzal of Dam, so Rebbe in that Miyom Shin Lidem, Reb Chiya says, Miyom Shin Kesem. And then, the Gemara mentions that there is a machlokes between Rebbe and Reb Yisi. Rebbe is Mitamli and Reb Yisi is Mitai. So, then Reb Zeira says, Kishetibi Rebbe, Kerebmeya, Ukshetir, Reb Yisi, Latzmitir. So in other words, so there are three shittas. First, the shita of Rebbe, that both parts of the age in the body block, when you have the kufs and the water of dam, so she is male with raise. Reb Chiya is also made that she is male, but only she gets it with rabbono. And then Reb Yisi says that she is toyo with gamma. So, the Rajah. And the Gemara says, Reb Zeira says, ki she tibe Rebbe, and then Gemara mentions the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yisi in regard to Yisho Shoyisho Sochel Viroa Sodam. So Reb Meir says, Imi Medes Meyo, and Reb Yisi says, Vinkach Vinkach, not only Yisheves, but even Imi Medes is Teiro. Now, we passing like Reb Yisi over there, so the Pashkes Moshna Gemara is, since the Gemara says, Kishetime Rebbe Kerebeya, Ukshetime Rebbe Yisil Atzmitiyeh, that Rebbe can only say that she is Meyo and Meyo Midraise, not only with Rabbanon, if we agree with Rebbeya, but if we agree like with Rebbe Yisi in regard to the case of Oisho Shoisho Tzachel, that Bein Kachu Bein Kach is Teheho, so then she is Teheho Ligamre. So, and since we pass him in the case of Elisha Shoisha Tzachel, like Reb Yisi, so we have to pass him in the case of Bot Kobeich and Bot Kov in the Chosin Kupse, and Mocha Botzdam, that she's the only gun there. That's the Rashboshi, and the Ramban Shit is also like that. However, there are two other Shittas. So, one Shit is the Shit of the Ramban, and the Shit of the Ramban is, he passed him like Rebbe, Ligamre, that she is. So there are three Shittas. There is a shita of Rebbe that in the case of Elisha the body, when the chosid the kupse will mocha motz on the dam, so she is meyom midraise. Then there is the shita of Reb Chiya that is meyom shikeser, and then the shita of Reb Yisi that she is toya the dam. And most rishonim say that according to Reb Yisi, when Reb Yisi says bein kach u bein kach tehero, so it means tehero and dam, they're not even rabbon shikeser, except the rach. The Rach Shiti is that even in the case of Elisha Shoisha Tzachel, so when Reb Yisi says, Binkach, Binkach, it's Toya, it means Toya Mil Raisi, but the Rabban is Meir. But most Rishonim say, in regard to Elisha Shoisha Tzachel, Viroa Sodam, so Binkach, Binkach, Tehero, so it means Tehero Gamre, not even with Rabban is Meir. But the Rambam passes, in the case of Elisha Shoisha Tzachel, that Binkach and Binkach Teiro, she is Teiro Ligamre, even with Rabbanu, she is Teiro, but in the case of Bot Kobeich and Bodi, when the Chosid Kupse, or Mocha Motzadam, so the Rambam passes like Rebbe. Even though Reb Zeira says, Kishetimi Rebbe Kerebeya, Ukshetia Rebbe Yisilatzmitia. So the Magmishne says, that according to the Rambam, when Reb Zeira says, Kishetimi Rebbe Kerebeya, so Reb Zeira knew that the reason is why Rebbe held that Rebbe himself held like Reb Meir in the case of Elisha Shoisha Tzachel. Reb Zeira knew, he had it the Kabbalah, that Rebbe himself agreed with Reb Meir Shita in the case of Elisha Shoisha Tzachel. But that does not mean that if we don't pass like Reb Meir in the case of Elisha Shoisha Tzachel, so, and if we pass like Reb Yisi in the case of Elisha Shoisha Tzachel, that we have to say in the case of Eichel Bodok also. No, because Eichel Bodok is much more humble than the case of Elisha Shoisha Tzachel. So, Meile, Rebbe, true that Rebbe himself agreed with Reb Meir in the case of Elisha Shoisha Tzachel, but it's two separate channels. So the Mele, we pass the Rambam passes like Reb Yisi in the case of Elisha Shoisha Tzachel, but in the case of both Reb Yisi and Boduk, he passes like Rebbe That is Midrash. That is the Shkiz Rav. So, now the Rosh, so, the two mentions here, the mentions here only 2 days. The Shkiz Rambam, the two doesn't mention. So he mentions the Shita of the Rashbo, the Shita of the Rashbo, the Rashbo says, Teiro, so he says, what Kobeichel Bodeko, Mohamoto of Dan, is because of the Rashbo, Teiro actually with Greece, Vein, Vilmoshuch, even though the Gemara says, because Rav Zera says, Rebbe Kerebeya and Rebbe Yisi Gatzke, because the Mele, the reason is why Rebbe holds in the case of Eichel Bodek, V'Yichel Yichose V'Kupse, so she's Mele Nito, because he, in the case of Oyset Ochel, So he says that she's male. But since we pass like a basic in the case of Oisha Shoisha Tafel, that baby Shemes baby Medes is Eiro, so here we also pass with Eiro. But then the Rosh, he doesn't pass like Rama Mita. The Rosh passes like a prayer in the case of what parts of the ancient body of the Hosea Mikuf Seu Mohammed Sadam, so it may omission Keset. So he passed that, even though, because the Gemara says that the reason is why Rebbe says, in the case of ancient body, that may onigo, because he passed, he agrees with Rebbeya. But since we passed like a base, in the case of Onisha Shemeset Ochel, that Ben Yishevez Ben Yimedes is the Heo, so Memele, we cannot pass like Rebbe, that Meyonido, but we still can pass like Rebbe, that in the case of Eichel Boduk, so it is the Yom Shem Keset. So, Mashayim came, the Shikas Rambam, the Rambam is in more Machia, and the Rambam passes, so in other words, the Rosh passes like Rebbe. The Rosh passes like a prayer, but Reprie himself agrees with Rabiesi in the case of Elisha Joseph Zafel. But in that case, so she's Teiroiv mi Rabon. Mashiach in the case of Elisha Nebodo, so she's Meir Mishin Keset. If it is the signs of Israel, Mashiach in the Rashbo. The Rashbo passes like the Beisi Ligamre. So, in other words, that not only like the Beisi in the case of Oisha Joseph Sochel, that she is there of being Meres being Shedes, but even in the case of Botrat and Rachel and Bodo, he also passes like the Beisi, that she is not in Kmeo Mirabo. But the Rambam she is that she is Kmeo Midras. Because of Rashbo, Yesh mi Rabbeisai, Sheheiro, Sheheiro, Mikro ila Bodeklo, Elo Shebot Kosei, Velo Yimi Chosei, Ad Shebot Kosei, Abo Yimi Chosei, Ein Ze Mikro ila Bodek, Shani Yimi Meya, Ki Sheheiro Chosei Nichta. So the Rashbo says that there is a Shite of Rabbeisai, that when is it called in ila Bodek, it only if she was baby cat, and she inspected it immediately. But if she left it and she didn't look at it immediately after the decay, so then it's not considered illegal. Why? Because since she didn't inspect it right after the decay, so maybe a keser overtook it after that. Vilayirali, el kolchek of the gossip, bein hibe charato, vilayirida she nichta by keser. Mitzadachi, will be rossed in shuk shot a bochim, will go in mitzadamisaski, mixomi, harizim chesedbot. So, the Rashbo says that as long as she didn't put, in other words, if she took a nigga bottle and she put it inside, and then she left it in a clean place, even though she didn't look at it, except a number of hours later, so it's considered as a midah. Harizim has a word. Atka. Now then, another halacha. nishot meyom mishul kesem she meitza bechaluk oel ki lo yobod ulo kinim shel boshas avrim lo kocholuk lashuk vilo boshas ibo lo dike u motza bi kesem te. In other words, when is there the yisa of psamim? Only the beged body. In other words, if she put on clean underwear, undergarments, and then she found the kesem, so then she has to count zayniki. But if she put on undergarments that are not clean, and then that she used it when she was in need of the month before, and then she found a kesem, so then she doesn't have to count zayniki. Abu Bok Koholok Nashuk Roshose Lodike, Umotso the Kesem Tim. We bought Kohaluko Roshose, Uposhose, Umotso Toya. So, let's say first she put it down, so she looked at it, and she inspected it, and she saw it was clean. And she wore it for some time. Then she took it off, and she found it again. Then she lent it. So before she gave it away to her friend, she lent it to her friend. So the friend wore it, and then the friend found the kesef, so the friend has to count zaynikin, but she doesn't have to count zaynikin, because when she gave it away to her friend, she first looked at it, and she observed that it was clean. So, Rishay Noteo Mashiach Noteo, but kochaluko, v'inshilosei Yisraelis nido, oil nochis, sheigiyaz manu liris, v'iroaso, in other words, she inspected the garment and then she lent it to a Jewess who was in Nido, or to a Gentile woman who already is a Gnail already, she hears manually rates, and then she saw Apa Pisha Akshav Loyuaso, the Akshav, in other words, the Gentile woman already had a menstruation. But this time she wasn't aware of any menstruation. So since before she gave it away to an Israeli who is a widow, or to a Gentile woman, she looked at it and the garment was clean. Now, after it was used by the widow, or by the Gentile woman, she found the kesem, so she can reasonably attribute it to the nido or to the Gentile woman. So, balascholuk tevo benetim, abelim lewaso bochis leilo, but suppose she gave it away, the garment, to a Gentile woman who has so far has not had a menstrual flow, and then she got it back, and the Jewish woman wore it, and she found the kesef, she cannot attribute it to the Gentile woman because she never saw any doubt, any tilapa, after she hears manuals. He should also liktano shalewa somelo, vilop shoktano, zu laha shalimalo, kaidem shahoyso amako, or she should also liktano shalewa so, vilop shose tear dalad lewis, libiloso, tilabe, utehelo. אפילו בזמן הזה שניס נלבו לו על הביל הספיץ המלבד אפילו היה לך טלבו לפי שדומים מצויים בו because according to the Takonis HaVishne, so there were four categories of women. So in other words, Iktano that will last on Evo, so after Bila Smitzve, so any dam that she sees, so can be attributed to Damsun, until it's Hoysama, and in Aro, Shaluyuaso, so after Bilas Mitzvah, any dam that she sees within the first 4 nights, so can also be attributed to Damsun. So, but that is the Takonis HaMishne, but then, Mitzat Takonis HaMoroim, Takonis HaMoroim, or Mitzat Takonis HaGimim, we discussed that there is a Machlokes HaShemim, so the halacha is that all women, there is no difference between one woman or another woman. That even if Tano Shalwa Sonero, so it's Beil Bilas Mitzvot Peresh. So he says, that's in regard to the head of the Bible. So the Chachomim on Misakei, that all women, this is Beil Bilas Mitzvot Peresh. Mashiach came in regard to freeing Sonny, so we still apply a distinction, a difference between one category of women and another category of women. So he says, a people be smazir, she may sleep so long, because it's a little bad, a block a tillable, if she don't need to. He shall not say, when you shed this out of there, tailing. Now, the halacha is that after the Zayin Yom, you need to make of your head is Zohar, or you don't tell me, you need to make of your head is Nikeva, so there is 33 days in your head is Zohar, Yimiteya, or 66 days, the rest of the cable, Yimiteya. So any dam that she sees is toil. So, but, either the Avroim or the Gaini were Misaki, the Damteya is also awesome. But according to most machines, the Akonis Againi, there are some machines who say that that also comes within the Akonis Kabzele of Nasi Soil Akhilatsmo. So, even so if a woman see a yieldess in the 33 days or in the 66 days, she has a flow of dam, so she has to count. So the halacha is she was in yishenes al damteya till. Why? Because if a woman lent a garment to a woman a yieldess who happens to be in the miteya, so this man chazal. So he certainly could be tailored. In other words, then he found a kesef and that garment. Now the question is, was the kesef, did the kesef come from the woman the eldest, or the one who borrowed the garment, or the kesef emanated from the woman who lent the garment to the eldest? So since someone is in Rabbanon, so we are tailored, okay. We cannot be tailored okay by tossing the coin, but if there is any pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailored okay, so then we are tailored okay. So here there is a pragmatic reason. So certainly Bisman Chazal, when a woman saw down Bimitea, she didn't have to count, so there was a very good pragmatic reason to be tailoring the woman who is in Bimitea, because if we assume that kesem emanated from her, so she will remain with her as the Bible. However, if we assume that the kesem emanated from the woman who is not the eldest, so she'll be asur. So there is a pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailored in the woman who is the damteya. But the question is, but now is when I say that mitzvah kones again, so even a woman in the miteya has to count time again, so what would argue? There is no pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailing that woman, because she is also a soul by it. So there is a machlek as a shame on them. So you should not say, we should have some tea, they will go, yay, shame we, that you will be name, she will be on the mountain tea, they will go, we be, she will not be, and you should have some tea, they will go, we this will go, in Kankilko, learn it. We are for Pisha, we will be see soil, she will be on the tea, we are asking the hero, our lineage, we will touch our Hamato, loyal hero. Because, according to the Dinity Gemore, so she is allowed to be with her husband. The Yishev is Adantea. So, but this is for Lachmir Alatzmon. But that should not affect the Din of the Gemore. Because since, according to the Din of the Gemore, so she can be attributed to the Yishev is Adantea. So the male, the woman who was Mashil, is with her as a Bible. So why should we be Machmir? And the woman who is Mashil the garment, because the woman who is Yisheves Adam Teya is Machmeres Matzah. This is the Shita Raya. The Rambam Kosa, the Oidne ain't telling more. Ain't telling more. Because the fact is that there is no pragmatic reason. She is also so. Why should we be Machmer on her and the Mekir and the other woman? So that's why the Rambam says that why should we be machmir and the woman who is yishevis al damteya and be making and the woman who was mashing the garment to her? Yishevos in yishevara siyom kilei gei afi yishevim shalom ulinidom yizom od meizikoso vafi yishevim shalom teyro ubala sachamuk teyro וחבר אותו ששואה אותו מקוקרס, ישבו סוג מי שעתמי או משל כסף, אין את הלבו, ולפי שידוע בבירו לפרס הכסף, שהכסף יוצא ממנו, ושתי צריכיס לא חיש לי זה הכסף, וכל שתי מי שלא עושים את הלבו, וכל זרוע, ומה שעושים, ששתי צריכיס לא חיש להם. In other words, suppose a woman lent, this was mentioned before, if a woman lent the garment to a woman who has to come, Zalmiki, so then, and then she found the kesem, so Yatewe in the woman who has to come, Zalmiki, because she's a solo bio anyway, even though it will complicate her. Because if we are telling it in the woman is counting Zion King, so that will be Seisan Zion King. Suppose she counted already 6 days. And now, on the 6th day, so a kesem was found in garment that was used by woman on the wall. That's the mashalas, that's the one, the woman who lent the garment, and by woman number two. So we are taken in the woman number two, because she's a soul bio anyway. But she's a soul bio if without this kesem, so let's say she has to count one more day, and then she'll be able to be metalas bio. But now that we attribute it to her, so that means she will interrupt the minyan of Zion the King, and she will have to start counting Zion the King anew. But since right now she is a soul bio anyway, whereas woman number one is stable, she is not a soul bio, so there is a pragmatic reason as to why we should be telling her. You know what I'm saying? וכל שתים שלא עושה מטבע, וכל זו לבשוסי, ששתים צריך לשלוח את זה, ופעם שתים בעצמו, ושלבשוסו חולות מנדוסו, ולא יבוד כוסי, ולבשוסי מתארוסו, יסתיר איסו של מנדוסו, והרשבו כוסה כזה, אם נסחה ואיסה חולות ולבוד כוסי, ולבשוסי במתארוסו, אם נסחה ואיסה ולבשוסי ישראל לפנינו, ולישאיר לבוד כוסי ושעסקיבוס, אלה הוקי, ולאי מה ממני דוסו משווה, לפי שחזקס ביס ישראל, בית קייס חלוקר, ויסדו, ומסדינו, דשיץ, בישס קיבוס. So that words, Rashbo says, suppose she wore a garment that was washed, and she didn't look at it after it was washed, to see whether it's clean. And then she put it on again after it was washed. So, in other words, that garment had stains from the days of the Nidus, but she washed it and she didn't inspect it before she put it on, after she washed out the hole. And then she put it on and she found the kesem. It's the kesem. So, we don't know whether that kesem maybe is an old kesem, and the washing didn't remove it, or it's a new kesem. So if the woman who washed it is before Enu, so we can ask her whether she washed out the kesem. But suppose the woman who washed it is not before Enu, so then Enu hokil duema nimidoso nishame. So we cannot take it for granted. We take it for granted and say this kesem, that is a kesem that overtook the beged the previous month when she was in Edom, and even though it was washed out, but the washing didn't remove the kesem, so maybe she will remain with them as a bible. We cannot take it for granted, because usually when a bas yisrael washes a garment in the aksamim, so she makes sure to wash out of it some. So אין להוקים לאים המידו של משל משחזת בישראל בית כסכו לסיים מסבירים שעסקיבוס ואין הישראל לפנינו ואין מרש שלא יבוד כוסם ייתנו לאים מה שמתחילו הולו והוא יום על דקיבוס שנעקשו ממין עם על דקיבוס נזכה בינס על ידי שיפו נוחיץ only if you use certain chemicals in washing then you remove the dam. But if you don't use those shiva samani, so then you don't necessarily have to remove the stain. So she naksomim al dikibus niskabis al dishit chol nochis. Suppose a Gentile woman washed out after Reinu Paneinu, Tein Reim Hashem Itchinoi. V'imev Shalami Balabiru, Kenishmachem Esbir Magrosei, In Magdi Apeiru Shemichnas Besicha Beget, O In Magdi Apeiru Shemichnas Bebeget, V'roinu Shemagdi V'yodua Shalach HaKibusoyo. V'im Magdi V'yodua Shekeitem HaKibusoyo. In other words, there is a way of determining as whether a beggar that was a sheep that was washed out, and you still find this stain. So you want to know whether now she used that sheep, she wore that beggar, and she finds a stain. Now we want to know whether it's an old stain from the previous one, and the washing didn't remove it, or it's a new stain. So it all depends. If we see that the stain penetrates the whole cloak, the whole garment, the whole sheet, so that's a riot, that it's an old stain. Because how is it that it can? Because the washing made the stain penetrate through the thickness of the garment. But if you see that the stain does not penetrate through and through the thickness of the cloak, of the garment, so that's a riot, that it's a new stain. So in other words, a penetrating stain is called magdia, kesem ha-magdia, that it penetrates through and through. So that's a raya that it was already washed out, but it wasn't removed. So the washing out made it spread through and through the thickness of the cloth. But peyush shenichnas b'sicha beged, oy magrit means shein nichnas b'beged. So b'roim shemagrit, it's only superficial; it doesn't penetrate through the whole thickness of the garment. So that's a raya, it's a new stain. So she's asur about it. V'yodu ha-shlacha ha-kibusoyo. V'imagda v'yodu ha-shekit ha-kibusoyo. So she's mutaris about it. V'imeinu p'kiyo b'kach. Teinu l'hoke. V'yeish mi she-heir l'hachmi. Ha-chikit ha-bibir o-shenimad. Suppose she's not alert. She doesn't know. She has no expertise in determining as to whether the keseh is penetrating through the thickness of the garment or it doesn't penetrate. So there are two ways. So one she believes that we are telling her okay, in case she doesn't know, and the other she believes that we are not telling her. Lof shachon kabodiklo, upashtose, vichipsose, vichipsose, vishemose lechabab, vinimtso olof kesem, vinimtso olof kesem, im magri biyodua shmashnilu, Now another case. Shtei roshim shalof shocholu keachol bonut v'nimtzo bei kesem imu v'mato v'chnevet atufo v'shteyem shteyem tmeitz. Two women wore for some time a certain dress, a certain robe, and then they found a kesem. The question is whether the kesem happened to stay overneath the beggar while woman number one was wearing it, or while woman number two was wearing it. So if it's limato, now we are only tailoring if there is a pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailoring one rather than the other. But if there is no reason, we cannot toss a coin. So if limato so that case could have happened to either woman. So the male, we cannot be tailoring one. My choses. So shteyen tmeitz. V'im ulemayu mimenu mishteyen shteyen tmeitz. But suppose the kesem is in the dress high above. So then, so shteyen tmeitz, because it couldn't have come from the kinatov, because it's above that. So shteyen tmeitz. So obviously it's some outside source. So shteyen tmeitz. So one woman who wore that robe was a tall woman, and the other woman who wore that same robe is a short woman. So in other words, it's the law, it's okay for the tall woman. Konshkin she magia l'kzo, ishteyet meiz, v'im magia l'kenegad atur for shel tzo, so kzo l'kmeyo v'aruch o'teyo. Because here it's not a question of being tailoring one rather than the other. Because since she is tall, so it is obvious that the kesem didn't come from her. because it didn't come from her. Because that part of the robe or the dress, so it was a bob, it's a monkey. Give Moshim Shalom Shokolokakot. Zuachazu, will be called in time. Three women wore the same dress, the same robe, and then they found the kesem on that dress and that robe. Oh, she lost Shalom Sapso Echot. Zuachazu, we are the same way, which they said. And then on the Sapso, we found the kesem. Vahakim, it's all of kesem. Kulam Pneyes. Show me Shnoshim Shinshik, because we cannot be telling more than the other. Shomish Noshim Shinshay is Mimi Tlachs, Shulomitz. Sherabayan, in other words, the legs of one woman are intertwined in the legs of the other. Sherabayan, who is a bezu. Beneath the Dam Tachasachasme, and beneath the place where one woman was lying, we find the Kesem of Dam, cold face, because even though it was found under one woman, but since they were intertwined one in another, so it's possible that it emanated from the other woman. We made them shalomis, if their legs are not intertwined one in the other, we need to dump the hasan tzoyis, cold face. Why? Because since they were sleeping, so when a person is asleep, so he doesn't know, he might rub against the other person. So the male, even if it was found, let's say, under the tzoyis, so couldn't mates, because the tzoyis, because the woman that is one on one side, so the kesem might have come from her, and the woman on the other side might have come from her, and in view of the fact that they were shalomim to the zoo, so that's why it fell and dropped beneath the tzoyis. So, if it's nitzot tachas, then so it's kulam pneis. Nitzot dam tachas apnimis. Hu ve'em tzoyis meis. Vachitzeinoteo. Pneimis means, let's say, there is a big bed, a very wide bed. And let's say, here's the wall. And let's say, so, the woman who is lying in the bed next to the wall, so that's the pneis. And then, the woman here is the tzoyis. And this woman is the chitzeinu. So nitzodam. The mention of the mezuzah nitzodam tachasam tzoyis kumen peis nitzodam tachasat nimis hu ben tzoyis neis vachitzeinu teo. Why the chitzeinu? Certainly it couldn't have come from the chitzeinu. So how would the dam be found under the pnimis? But the tzoyi insists mayo, because since she was sleeping, so she might have rubbed against the tzoyis, so the melee it would have come from the tzoyis, and it dropped under the pnimis. The tzoyis. So even choice means happening is table. But maybe one moving to show there the rabbi is a meter. In other words, let's say here is the bed, and here is where each woman goes on the bed. So the woman who lay down here near the wall, so she got out of bed this way. That's the rabbi. And this woman who is in the middle of the bed, who is lying in the middle of the bed, she also got out of bed. There's the Ragla Amita. And this woman, who is the Chitzeno, so she also got out of bed. That way, Mashiach, if each woman got out of bed that way, so that means that the woman was sleeping here, the Chitzeno, so. The woman, the pneumis, was sleeping here. How did she get to this part of the bed? She crossed over the whole bed, the whole width of the bed. So the melee, the dam might have spilled as she was crossing. So the melee, she is also playing. Damit war man nicht oder anders an. Aber man der Fachzinger, aber mit Klinis der Schaleila, und ein der hat was soll not up on it. And he dropped under the Klinis. But actually he dropped from, I mean, and he dropped under the Chetzeva. He dropped from there. It was a menstrual flow from the Pnimis, but as the Pnimis was crossing the width of the bed, so that drop of blood dropped, and he dropped on the part of the bed beneath the Chetzeva. Shaleimer, unlike the Apostle, because of the Ayvet, the Mayra, she needs to be Mito Shalayla Son. Aber the roots of the Son, Shalamito, they cut and cut all of these. So, that's only if it was found, when we say, it all depends where it was found. So that's only if it was found on the sheet that is spread out on the bed. But suppose it was found on the sheet with which they covered themselves, so it's the derech that they keep on pulling and changing, so what is here at one point in the course of their sleep might be at another point in the course of their sleep be over here. So it keeps on being turned. So there, all of them are made. Aber Nutzo, wie so nicht schon immer bekannt, wie kann man fähig, als sollte man so in Sattel, in der Rede, bei denen ihr auch gehört seid, kurz auf Badeikino, wie so die Ohne, aber ein paar Dinge in Sattel, wie holt sein Meier, ich will Gott schon machen, mehr, und ich wollte mich vorstellen, was zu Tee ist, aber ein Gott geachert, so stein, was zu teuer, hey Tee ist, war hier schon Gott gut mehr ist, wie ein Gott geachert, so was zu Tomei, war hier schon Gott gut Tee, wo er, wenn Tee ist, Gott gut stein, was zu Tomei, hey Tee ist, was nicht ist, Tee, wenn Tee, hier kommt einer, ich will Gott gut klar, und ich will Gott gut kümmern, was zu tun. Because of Rabba, hobi atalim on beisha shemotzot meyo, itay rachemis, vichin hodin atalim on beisha shemotzot meyo, dav keshemot kon yad teke kutzir sadar, avu nimsho aso, kide shi obdike peyrush kidei, shetikam ar bechirin un bizdoki, ein abdike mielis, loy bit meyo itay rachemis, loy bit meyo itay ratzi, ועדים מרבי אורוזל, קוצר, לבות פה ומוצטומי, מיני ולטייר האחרס, אפילו לבות פה מייצר גזר, מחלות של ביטוי לרמבן אין לראש. לגמור אסס, that when we say that, that in certain situations, so all of them are claims, if all the three women made the dicky. If all the three women made the dicky, but and they all found themselves clean. But if one woman made a bikin and she found herself clean and the other woman did not make a bikin, so the woman who made a bikin and found herself clean, so she doesn't have to count. So the Rabban says that's only so if she made a bikin immediately the moment she discovered the kesem. But if she made the bikin not immediately after she discovered the kesem, but the next morning. So there, it's not mitayim. So this is what Rambam says, and the Rosh says no, don't do it.